Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. And the title of today's post is, Don't Fear the Storm. I like studying biblical words because of the added insight I receive from the different nuances of meaning. The Hebrew language, with its pictorial style, paints many rich pictures. And with a technical approach, the Greeks used to say they could say more in one word than any other language could in an entire sentence. Humorous, but possibly true. Without a doubt, God determined that these two languages would give us the scriptures. There's another reason I like to look up the original words used in scripture. Some translations often use the same English word to translate different Hebrew or Greek words, which can sometimes be misleading. For example, the King James Version uses the word time to translate both chronos and kairos. Some of you have heard me teach on this before. However, one refers to general or chronological time, that would be chronos. The other word, kairos, means strategic or opportune time. The importance of knowing which word is used is immeasurable. From planting until harvest is chronos time. The harvest window is kairos. If you're a farmer, you better know the difference. Another subject with which the King James Version does this is fear. There are actually three Greek words in the New Testament which at times are all translated with the one English word, fear. One of them means reverential fear or awe, A-W-E, awe. Eulabia. This is the word used when speaking of the fear of the Lord. Another means terror, dread, or phobia. That would be phobos. This, of course, is a fear of harm, or pain, or loss. It's easy to see that knowing which word is used matters greatly. I have a fear of the Lord, but I'm not afraid of Him. Then there's a third Greek word that means timidity or insecurity, dalia, which is the subject of this post. Paul told his spiritual son, Timothy, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. This Greek word translated fear is dalia. Timidity, insecurity, bashful, shy. Timothy was a young man. His youthfulness and inexperience, compounded by the magnitude of his task in leading the church at Ephesus, was causing him to be insecure. Timothy was also facing criticism, persecution, attacks from people. Paul was not telling him he didn't have to be afraid. That wasn't the type of fear attacking Timothy. Paul was telling him not to be timid or insecure. In other words, be bold. Believe in what God has put in you. He has equipped you to do this, Timothy. At times, the two fears of harm, phobos and timidity, dalia, work together to paralyze or torment us. In Mark 4, Jesus and the disciples were crossing the lake when a vicious storm arose. It looked like they would not make it through this storm, so the disciples awakened Jesus, who addressed the storm with, "Peace, be still." The storm ended immediately. Then Jesus asked the disciples an interesting and strange question. Why are you afraid? Then he addressed their lack of faith. I know why they were afraid, don't you? These were experienced fishermen who had made a living on this lake. When they concluded that this storm was so bad they weren't going to survive it, you can believe it was true. It makes more sense, however, when you realize Jesus didn't ask them why they were afraid, phobos. He asked them why they were timid or insecure, dilia. Christ was telling the disciples they could have and should have done what he did, rebuke the storm. Boldness was needed at this moment, not timidity. This storm was a demonic strategy to harm them. Jesus had already told the disciples, "We're going to the other side." They should have acted on his words and did what he had done. I'm certainly not boasting that I would have acted differently than the disciples. I'm simply pointing out that the lesson Jesus was giving, When you have my promise or direction, believe it and act boldly on it. A friend of ours on the front lines of warfare for America, one who greatly loves our nation, and whose life was severely affected by the 2020 elections, was given a dream that pictures this lesson. You'll be encouraged by it. She says, "I can honestly say I had one of the best dreams I've ever had last night. In the dream, I was in my house, lounging comfortably in bed, when I heard a voice say, 'Run and hide, there's a hurricane coming.' I looked out the window and saw a terrible hurricane barreling towards my house. I knew I would likely drown. The storm was fierce, destroying everything in its path. I stood up out of bed, and the water was already at my ankles, and I knew the storm was just starting. The wind was blowing. Debris was flying around my house. Again, the voice said, 'Run! Hide. You have to save yourself.' I thought about it and decided to remain standing. Grabbing the side of the bed, I closed my eyes, tucked my chin to brace for impact, and responded calmly to the voice, 'I will not run. I will stand my ground in this storm.' Everything got quiet. I opened my eyes and my house was in order. No damage, completely dry. I looked out the window and saw the storm in the distance fleeing from me." End of dream. My comments to this person were that not only was God revealing the storm wouldn't destroy her, but he also revealed what was in her spirit. He has not given her a spirit of timidity or fear. He's given her a spirit of faith and boldness. We need not fear the storms. We must stand our ground and face them with faith in God's word. If we do, we will win. The storm will subside or run from us. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, James 4:7. Pray with me. Father, the past season has been difficult for many people. The coming season of shaking will also be challenging. I'm sure some have been tempted to retreat, or worse yet, abandon their faith. Someone out of the boat. Others, like the fearful spies Moses sent into Canaan, have decided they would rather be back in Egypt. We pray that you would show them, as you did our friend, that deep within them, they have the strength to overcome. That Satan is an intimidator. He wants us to think we are grasshoppers when facing giants and storms. But you have given us hearts like Caleb. You said we are more than conquerors. We have more than enough strength in us to overcome. So we speak to our storms and say, be still. Stop. We will not listen to you. We will not run from you, and you will not destroy us. We are well able to possess the land, and we will do so. We are on God's timetable, and any delays will be used for our benefit. Our times are in His hand. Everything He has promised, He will do. Our future is secure. And our decree, we decree that as we resist the devil, he will flee from us. He will. He will. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to join me today and pray with me. Don't fear the storm. See you tomorrow.